From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Homes flattened, power lines downed, roads flooded. It was another day and night of deadly tornadoes ripping through the heartland. This car full of passengers driving into Sulphur, Oklahoma in the middle of a dark night.
Tornado right here. Right in front of us.
Stop.
Yeah, tornado right in front of us.
A tornado taking the life of a four-month-old child in Holdenville, Oklahoma.
Communities across the heartland are recovering following severe storms that brought more than 80 powerful tornadoes across five states. More than two dozen twisters in Nebraska alone as the National Weather Service surveys the damage, finding EF3 and EF2 damage in Douglas County, where officials say there were about a couple dozen injuries, but everyone survived.
ABC's Melissa Adon. Since Friday, nearly 120 tornadoes reported across the Midwest. More than 200 arrests Saturday as protests over the war in Gaza continue at America's college and university campuses.
Students in at least 48 college campuses that we know of are protesting. Officials at Washington University in St. Louis say about 80 people were arrested overnight. At USC, students reoccupied Alumni Park overnight. LAPD was out in full force surrounding them. Our local affiliate KBC reported someone spray painted the words "Say No to Genocide" at the bottom of Tommy Trojan's statue.
That's ABC's Zareen Shaw reporting. U.S. military personnel have begun constructing a floating temporary pier just off the Gaza coast. That, according to a senior U.S. official, it is designed to provide logistics for relief. We're told that American Pier is expected to start receiving shipments of aid in just a matter of days. A change in the way you'll be seeing players in the NFL. Well, you'll see maybe some new padding. They're called guardian caps. The league saying they contributed to nearly 50% reduction in concussions for the position during training camp. You're listening to ABC News. College decision day just around the corner for many American high school seniors, but the price has some considering alternatives.
With private college tuition up nearly 4% from last year, according to the College Board, and tuition nearing $100,000 a year at some universities, more students are turning to trade schools, where enrollment jumped by a record 16% last year, compared to just over 1% for traditional college.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. In the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden became the first Democrat to win Georgia since Bill Clinton. The race there looks to be tied in 2024. He's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Polling suggests it will be an uphill battle for Biden, with Trump leading by an average of 6 points in a head-to-head matchup. Senator Raphael Warnock, who has been on the ballot five times over 2 years, knows his state's voters well.
I would urge him to do what we're doing, and that is to keep telling the story about the work that we are doing. The other side doesn't have anything to talk about.
To win in November, Biden needs to turn out voters.
Another nightmare for an American allegedly discovered with bullets in his baggage in Turks and Caicos, now facing a mandatory sentence.
His wife, Jerry Ann, says it was an honest mistake.
Like, I understand that there's laws and regulations, but there should be fairness and grace when it comes to things.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood reporting. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.